There is no better date night than stand-up comedy, okay? Because it doesn't matter how shitty that dude's date goes tonight. At the end of the night, after this, this lovely lady's just going to look at you and be like, thank God you don't fucking do comedy. Oh, my. Holy shit. That's amazing. I got a boy with a 401k and an achievable dream. That's what I... oh, my God. I had somebody that could afford to buy tickets to this. Isn't that... Yeah, if I wasn't on stage, I could not afford to sit right there. Oh, my. Comedy, world's best date night. Bowling, world's worst date night. There is no worse date night than bowling. All right, yes, you agree. It's the worst, all right? We probably dislike it for different reasons, okay? I hate bowling because every time I take a woman there, those assholes put how tiny my feet are on the back of the shoes. As far as I'm concerned, that's a goddamn crime, okay? You can't do that. When did bowling alleys just get allowed to give away third date information on a first date? Here's how every date in a bowling alley goes with me. It is me taking a lovely lady bowling. She goes to the counter. She says, I'll have a size 6. And I say, fuck it. I'll have what she's having. Let's do it. Let's roll those Velcro bad boys across the table. Let's do this. Yeah, we're going to want to drop those bumpers down. It is the anniversary. Daddy's breaking 100. Let's do it. Gonna impress my lady. Gotta do that. You guys are fun. I like the vibe in here. I think we're having a good time so far. I like it. I hope you guys like used your pandemic productively. Like, I hope you guys were like bettering yourselves. I feel like I did. I spent the last year and a half basically just alone in a dark room watching every serial killer documentary that Netflix let out. Anyone else? Oh my God, those are fun, right? Oh my God, I love those serial killer documentaries, but they kind of changed my, like, if you watch them nonstop for a year and a half, you start to watch them differently than you did at the beginning, right? Like, I started watching them now, when they get ready to catch somebody on that, my only thought is like, they wouldn't have caught me. Absolutely, making all these common mistakes. What are you doing, Jeffrey? You can't put all those bodies in the fridge. You gotta make room for the other groceries. What are you doing? Oh my. I also realized that I view the killers in those documentaries differently the moment I find out whether the killer was a man or a woman, right? Because every time the killer's a man and he killed a bunch of women, my only thought is, oh no, what a monster. How could he ever do that? But now every time I watch it and it's a woman who's killed a bunch of men, I just look at my girlfriend like, oh no. What do you think all those guys did to her? What do you think her perfectly logical explanation for shoving 15 of her exes into a meat locker? What do you think? And they're just like, they call her, he never texted back, kill her. And my girlfriend's like, get him, queen, go ahead. I'm like, all right, I don't think we should be rooting for her. Calm down, I don't think.